RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi,
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty. Hey.
The Morning Rush. On air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Still on a Janet Jackson high.
I know, right?
I must say, my gosh!
That was amazing.
That was so fun. And we saw so many people. Some old friends.
Yeah.
Some friends of the show.
That's true. Mm-hmm. A lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
You know what? I must say, I actually enjoyed this concert more than the first one.
Oh!
Like, infinitely more.
Do you remember who you watched the first one with?
Yeah, I don't remember anymore.
Maybe because this time, you know, wala lang. Masaya lang.
And parang alam mo yung...
And I think also because, like, she performed almost all her hits.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? Like, siguro rin, di ba there are rumors na parang this is her last tour na.
Yeah.
Yung parang, you know what I mean? Siguro parang it feels like a retrospective of sorts.
True, and a celebration.
Oh, she brought it.
Of a fantastic career. She brought it. I feel like she could have, you know, gone on to sing for another hour just because
easily.
Her discography. It's insane.
And, you know, a lot of the time, because she has so many hits, she had to like... medlify it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, you know, she just sings up a portion of the hit. Mm-hmm. Because if she sang, you know, I was saying this even before the show started. If she sang all of her hits, we would be there until 1 a.m. Nang full song.
But we...
Oh, it would never end.
We got so much from Janet. So, my gosh, Miss Jackson, we love you.
I know, right?
We love you. You're fantastic.
And it's just like, I don't even have words as to how amazing the concert was. She was so amazing.
I know. And, yeah. You know, and dami nating nakita, but at the same time, and dami din nating hindi nakita who were there. And they just messaged me, like, after I posted my stories and stuff.
Yeah, but I was
like,
there too.
You were there. Yeah. So, my gosh, it was just, wow. A wonderful, wonderful evening. Hashtag perks of being a monster.
I know, right?
So happy that we got our tickets. So, yeah, my goodness.
Ugh. Okay, so we do have a top 10 for you today. And we are thanking Mike Ferrer, as always. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you.
Hashtag my role in your life.
Oh.
For better or for worse.
Okay.
And thank you to everybody. We're now top trending topic in the Philippines.
Already. Thank you.
So let's give you some examples. My role in your life, masugid naman liligaw, eventually turned spurned lover, turned best beshi.
Oh, wow. That's
like,
not
what a journey.
Typical, I
not
think.
Typical.
Kasi some people, kung hindi naman kayo friends, before kanya ligawan.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a no, then parang, you know, they just stay away from you after that.
You'll resent it.
You resent it, or you kind of just don't want to have anything to do with them anymore. Kasi parang seeing them would be a reminder of your rejection.
And
diba?
There's
of their rejection.
There's also the humiliation.
I get, yeah, exactly.
Right?
Tsaka parang baka lalo ka lang ma-fall.
True.
If you stay friends with them.
Another example, my role in your life, bully na eventually naging staunch defender. After I learned your sob story.
Yung but you'll be like, surprised.
Oo. Tsaka yung parang, yung siguro the bullying wasn't super mean-spirited. It's more like, lalang, di ka nag-iisip. And they seemed like an easy target.
You know, some bullies, parang ganyan. Like, me, I mean, I don't consider myself a bully. But yung parang, parang feeling ko yung mga quote-unquote na bully ko daw dati. Feeling ko playful lang yun. Na parang, for me, you know, I didn't look at it as just bullying them or whatever. Pero yun nga, I would always be the first person to defend someone if I feel like may ibang nang bubully
sa kanila.
Kasi feeling ko ako, hindi ako bully. Parang ako, ano lang friendly, ano lang to exchange.
Right, parang banter or something.
Exactly.
And another example, my role in your life, boss mo, nasisigawan ka during office hours, pero drinking buddy at confidant after work.
Ah.
Yung parang I'm the strictest boss. And, you know, you probably won't like me as a boss because I'm so strict. And, you know, pag mali ka, sisigawan kita. Pero, like, the moment it's done, that part of me is done too. And right. We can actually be like friends. Like drinking friends, drinking buddies.
Pero pwede bang wala na lang sigawan? Because I do feel like, you know, you can get your message across without having to resort to that. Kasi minsan some people, like ako, feeling ko nga parang, I wouldn't hear you if you were screaming at me. Because I'd be all up in my feelings. Na parang, I cannot believe I'm being screamed at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, then it defeats the purpose because your message isn't getting across. Versus, if you just talk to me calmly, like a normal human being.
Eh, what if ang argument nga is, I tried to talk to you calmly.
Pwede memo or something like that. But you don't have to scream.
Scream.
Because it feels a little personal, like an attack.
Like an attack.
Yeah.
And another example, my role in your life, your arch enemy, your greatest rival, your biggest competition. But because of that, we both reached heights of success we wouldn't have reached without each other to compete with. Very, ano, very, like, di ba, like, they said that sila Nadal.
Fedal. Yeah.
Yung parang, like, yes, we were each other's, you know, fiercest rivals. We handed each other some of our most heartbreaking moments. But we pushed each other.
Yeah.
Di ba? And some of the best rivalries ended up with both people excelling, you know, and succeeding in whatever it is
they
push, that they're into.
Push each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. To be the best
actually,
version of themselves.
In their case, you know, sama mo na yung isa.
That's true.
Lo sila.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
because true. He came along a little bit later than, you know, Roger and Rafa.
Yeah.
But also, he felt like, okay, this is like the standard that I have to live up to.
Yeah.
Which eventually he actually surpassed.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, in every deck of cards,
true.
There's a joker.
Yeah. True. And one last, my role in your life, I was the protege you mentored. The very same person who eventually became your boss. And who ended up firing you.
Oh, that's horrible. That sounds so bad.
It's so all about Eve.
Yeah, kasi pag, alam mo yung parang, if you're the protege, like, ang assumption would be, you're gonna take their place one day.
One day.
But, when they retire, or something
and
like that.
You let it play out first.
Yeah. And not like, tapos when you get their job, if a fire mo pa.
Yeah.
Or when you... You get a
That's
higher
horrible.
Position than
that. That is horrible. But it's such a telenovela moment.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yung inalagaan mo. Para siyang, ano, it's like you took care of a wild animal while it was a baby. And it ended up eating you. Parang ganon.
Kasi it is a wild animal.
It is a wild animal. Well. Like, imagine taking care of, like, I don't know.
A bear.
Pet lion.
Or a lion.
Tapos biglang one day.
Inatak ka.
And like, you know. Cat food. So, there you go. That's what we're doing today. Think of people in your life and then tell us what your role in their lives were or are. So, if you want to join us, send in all of your entries to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my role in your life in all your posts.
And your greets and requests are always welcome. Send them over 0961-1367-931, the Monster text line. It's the morning rush with Chico, Hazel, and Mark only on the Monster. Middle is hottest, Monster, RX93.1. Coming up, we've got tea over coffee, so wait up for that. But just some quick highs. Good morning to Sarah, who's locked in.
Hello.
She's in the car with her dad. So hello, Tito Lito. Good morning. I miss you guys. Hope to see you real soon. Hello as well to Kara from the text line who just shared like this link with me. Bagong merch ni Roger.
Oh.
man, okay, I'm afraid to check out the link because, you know, I might end up buying it. Hello to Jurist, and Gav says hello to his mom, especially her office mates from Finma Properties. Good morning, Jay Ocampo, Ambet. Hello to Joe as well, who wants to greet Atasha Kambal and King Kambal. They're both listening. That's from Mommy. Hi to Melai. Pa-birthday blending naman for my sister Ate Owi.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Owi.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello to Erwin Klimako. Good morning. Also another request for a birthday blend because it is his birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Janet Jackson version.
Happy birthday to you.
If you're nasty.
Happy birthday, dear Owi.
Happy birthday. To you.
But Owi, si Erwin pala to. Ko yung Owi. Happy birthday, Erwin!
Happy birthday!
Hello to Mark. Parang yung version ko, Janet/Marilyn.
Parang Marilyn Monroe.
Nag-mashup. Hi to Elmer Velasco. Also saying good morning to Mitch and to Cyril. Thank you so much for tuning in. And that's it for now for the text line.
And on X, saying hi to a few people as well. Barry Bingsu sends us a photo of something that TMR made him do.
Why?
On the We Can't Be Friends podcast episode, you guys mentioned about your friends that lost touch with, the ones who you can't connect with anymore and find on social media. Well, he went and found a few friends.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good
from
for
when
you.
When he was younger. So it's really cute.
Nice.
Cute story. You can check it out on X. Also saying hi to Nina Hidalgo, who says hi to Maya Nisa and mga ka-rusher friends, Reg and Janice. Also greeting Archer Aguilar, who greets Doc Wins. Have a great day. And that's it for greets.
All
right. There you go.
Tea Over Coffee is up next on The Monster.
Tea Over Coffee. Tea Over Coffee.
Not before going on air, Chico.
The things you don't see. My gosh.
If you only knew.
Shivers down my spine. Monster RX 93.1. It's time for some hashtag tea over coffee. Let's start off with the U.S. House has officially passed the bill to ban TikTok if its owner, Chinese company ByteDance, refuses to sell the platform.
But see, hasn't it always been this way with the U.S. and like TikTok? They've always been kind of toying with the idea of banning it completely.
Can they? Everyone's on TikTok.
That's the thing. I think the reason why they want to ban it is because they don't want all the propaganda.
It's even bigger than X. It's even, and who would have thought
anything
would be bigger than X, right? But when TikTok, and in such a short time.
Bigger than Instagram. Bigger
than anything.
Facebook.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I saw that breakdown of like
bigger
the reach.
Than YouTube at the moment.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yes. So, wow, this would be huge if they can actually pull this off.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. I mean,
can you imagine all
we'll
the creators?
See.
Because I mean, if you think about it, that's what happened in China. Like they banned Facebook and Instagram
that's
and
like
all
they
Meta.
Weibo.
Weibo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their version of it.
So, yeah, maybe the U.S. wants to do something about it.
I wonder how that's going to play out.
I know, right? I mean, everyone's dependent on TikTok by this time.
Well, for the ones who aren't.
Right?
Back to the basics. Dua Lipa is releasing an upcoming album. Love her.
You should be happy about this.
It's called Radical Optimism. For all you negative Nancy's. It struck me, the idea of going through chaos gracefully and feeling like you can weather any storm. At the same time, I found myself looking through the music history of psychedelia, trip hop, and Britpop, and the Queen of Pop.
Rolling my eyes.
Prison honey.
She didn't say the Queen of Pop, but so I had to add that.
So congrats to Dua Lipa, the Duchess of Pop.
Stay in your lane.
No, sorry, the Marchioness.
Oh!
The Marchioness of Pop.
Oh my my God. Which was already mentioned on Stephen Colbert.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're naming kinda, names now?
And he was like, first he pronounced it the wrong way, which would be like the typical way most people would pronounce.
Chumley.
No, no, but like the
Chalmondele.
How it's spelled. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, it's Chumley.
Chumley. The Marchioness of Chumley.
Of Chumley. And sad news, singer Eric Carmen, famous for hit songs All By Myself, Love Is All That Matters, passed away.
Oh, yeah. Actually,
life announced on his official website.
That is like one of my all-time favorite songs. Not All By Myself, but Love Is All That Matters. Love is
really?
All that matters, faithful and forever. Keeping us together, love is all we need.
Oh, I love that song.
Prisoner of illusion, endless and suspended. I love that song. Oh my gosh, like growing up, that was like one of the most, like it triggers me in an emo way.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, because, okay, it was played during one of our, like, retreats.
Ah, okay.
So it kind
very
of, like,
nostalgic for
it
you.
Cemented a feeling.
Mm.
So when, even after I grew up and all that, every time I'd hear it, you know, it sends something.
Right.
Like, yeah, it gets me in a certain mood.
And it's something you don't hear often, so I
exactly.
guess.
Exactly. Not like All By Myself.
Yeah.
So I love that song.
And lastly, a little sad news as well. Olivia Munn shares she has been diagnosed with breast cancer.
I was shocked when I saw all of that. Like, it's according to her, like, she just needed time to process it. And she went from, like, diba? Parang she had, like, a... No. And she had herself screened for, like, alam mo yung those tests that kind of predict, like,
yes.
kung saan ka prone to having. And parang wala. For
right,
her,
right.
Which was like crazy because according to her, within like 2 months, they found out she had it. Buti na lang, parang the doctor gave her a test, like a specific test, right? Parang yung risk, whatever, inassess yung whatever risk niya for getting that. And then they found out na meron.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it was
which
tested,
she never would have learned, according to her.
Because she tested for this, like, she was negative for all, including BRCA, the most well-known breast cancer gene.
Mm.
And it's, like, a test that checks 90 different cancer genes. So it was, like,
gosh.
Really designed for that.
And right.
Negative.
They high-fived each other pa daw. She and her sister both took the test. And yun nga, negative sila pareho for, like, everything. Until she had another test. And,
no, diba, even that's one of the things, like in the documentary that had Chris Hemsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they found a gene that says he is predisposed to
the BRCA gene. BRCA, ba?
Is it? Basta the one for Alzheimer's, ba?
That's something else. But yeah,
right. Parang basta parang ganon, like na merong na detect that he is very prone to that, and parang medyo nag-shift yung priorities niya. And then, di ba, like he was talking about
yeah,
it, na
yeah.
parang medyo, it was an existential crisis for him because he's like, crap, I have to, like, is my time, is the clock ticking?
Mm.
How long do I have before, you know, I, medyo may ganung,
yeah.
Sometimes it's also hard to get results like that. Because what if, because it just means you have a high risk. It doesn't mean that for sure you'll have it.
It does, yeah.
But sometimes
still,
finding out, lalo na kung wala ka namang magagawa specifically to avoid it. I mean, you can do something general, like just be generally healthy, right?
Uh-huh.
Pero the stress might actually...
But then again, once you know that you're at risk, you're gonna get tested every single year.
That
just
is
monitor,
true, though.
Diba? So, but it's just like a slap of reality.
I know.
When you find out na parang, oh my gosh, like there's a possibility that I might get this.
And can you imagine, like, you're on top of the world.
Yeah.
You're, like, one of the most popular actors, actresses in the on the planet. And then you find out something like that.
It like, just, like, I know,
brings you
Boseman,
back down
remember.
To earth, yeah.
When it comes to health, talaga, parang, well, I wouldn't say we're all equal because they have the money to get treated for whatever.
That's true.
More than the average person. But still, you know.
But it's a great equalizer.
It is a great equalizer. Yeah. And, you know, our heart goes out to her family and everyone who loves
her. It's a good thing that they detected it early.
That is true.
Because she was able to get, like, a full mastectomy.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Detection is key. Mm. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, there you go. That was our hashtag tea over coffee. If you want to sound off, send the hashtag with your response to RX931 on X.
Only here on The Morning Rush. On The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
Hello. Good morning to Diane, who wants to say hi to her son, Elon, and daughter, Mayeen. Hello, on the way to school, Elon wants to know if you guys will be at the Monster Stick-On. Yes,
yes,
we will be there. According to Diane, he's pestering her to drive him. He's nine, and he loves the show.
Oh, nice.
Aww. Yes, we hope to see you there, Diane. And of course, Elon, you too. Hi to Advent Choi. Good morning to your PNF fam. Jules, Joseph, Migs, Kiko, and Bebang. Mommy Kathy says, happy almost, but not quite Friday.
Yeah,
I know. We're almost there. Jean, Ambuido, and Mika are both locked in. Good morning, Mayi and Dan Gio. Also saying hello to Ronaldo Quino. Dan Gio says it's his birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hi to Mr. G-Shock. Also saying good morning to Charlie B. And it's her hubby, Alan Ryan's birthday. Baka pwede magpa-birthday blending. We always listen to you guys every morning going to work and on the podcast on the way home naman. Nakakawala kayo ng stress sa traffic. Thank you, guys. That's so sweet.
Thank you. So, in a bit.
Yes.
Let's wait. Let's just wait for Martin.
So we have Elaine Ryan and we have Dan Gio to greet.
Take notes.
Hi to Butter Baby and the UP Dragon Boat team. Thanks for tuning in. And I think that's it for the text line.
Okay. So here we go. We've got our top 10, courtesy of Mike Ferrer, My Role in Your Life. Let's start off with Juice Blank.
Number 10.
Your emotional punching bag. Whenever inaatake ka ng topak mo at gusto mong may awayin at pagtalunan, and you expect me to just take it all in without going crazy.
What a horrible role to play.
I know.
In someone's life.
And, you know, maybe you'll do it for somebody you really love, but I don't know how long you can play that role.
I can't imagine being in a relationship with someone who will make me their emotional punching bag.
Same.
That would be horrible.
I mean, even
so
in
toxic.
My most like martyr mode, parang may time limit. Yung siguro I can convince myself that I can take that role, but after a while I'd be like, okay, I'm over this.
And also, you know, I want to be the person who makes you smile and who makes you feel better when you're feeling mad at the world. Alam mo yon?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the person on the receiving end of all your issues.
Akala
ko
sasabihin mo yung parang like, I can't be your punching bag. I want to be the one making you a punching bag. Akala ko ganun.
Grabe naman.
Akala ko ganun.
No, but in general, it's just horrible to do that to anybody.
That's true.
Alam mo yon, kahit hindi mo partner, I mean, romantically.
Parang in general.
In general, like, kunyari, boss ka, tapos may specific person na yun yung laging
true.
Napuputukan. It's also so bad for that person.
Minsan parent.
It could be that
diba?
Also.
Tapos
or pwedeng child to a parent.
Or
may parent
to a child. Or husband to a wife. Wife to a husband.
But
it's hard.
But sometimes, for example, the other person becomes the punching bag and you also become the punching bag.
Parang take turns.
It's a take turn kind of thing. Sometimes
pag
that could
pwede.
Work. Because like that's, you know, both people trying to
parang let
find
off steam.
Ways to cope with life.
Pag ganun, that's fine. Kasi parang kumbaga, you get what you give. So, for me, parang kahit papano.
So toxic naman.
Hindi, so toxic. Oo, pero at least hindi yung isang tao lang yung...
Because it does happen.
Mas
like
fair.
If you're with someone for a long period of time and you live with that person, it's inevitable sometimes for you to let out your stresses with that person.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but can it be like a different way? Like, can't you just tell me kung sinong kaaway natin? Sinong kagalit mo?
Hindi yung pinagbubuntongan ka ng
galit. I'll be on your side.
Oh, right, right.
Huwag mong i-ano sa akin, ibuhos sa akin.
That's true.
Diba? Oh, okay, since Marquis
back,
sige.
There's a birthday greet.
Happy birthday
two people.
To these two rushers. Okay.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Dangio and Alan Ryan.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
There you go. And coming from, let me see here, Tampupu.
Number 9.
My role in your life, ako yung nagturo sa'yo ng valuable life lessons. At ikaw naman, nagturo sa akin ng trauma. Okay.
Dang.
Okay. And from Archer Aguilar.
Number 8.
My role in your life, your bestie. Ako yung mag-a-advise sa'yo na wag na siyang balikan. Kahit alam ko naman na babalikan mo siya. Ako din naman yung una magde-defend sa'yo pag sinaktan ka niya.
It gets so tiring, though.
It does.
When it happens repeatedly, and if it's like the same person, because it gets ko pa if it's a pattern, but with different people.
Yeah.
But if it's the same relationship and it happens over and over again.
Again, I would do it for friends, but merong time, meron ding ano, may limit din.
Yeah.
Yung parang like siguro first couple of times, okay. Alam mo yun, kahit alam ko, okay, here we go again. Pero pag na-reach ko yung
limit,
yun, it becomes very... I mean, it's not like I'm going to ignore you. But still probably go out and, you know, I'd be your... Pero I'd be more, ano na, more like...
Passive?
Yung, you do know this is just going to happen all over again, right? Medyo may ganun na ako.
Mm.
Yeah. And from Al Macchiato.
Number 7.
My role in your life, I'll be the one to take you down a peg or two to keep you grounded. But we'll also praise you to the high heavens when you deserve it.
That's good.
I like that.
We want but someone
fair.
Like that. Yeah.
Uh-oh. And from Maxim De Winter.
Number 6.
I will be your forever supporter kahit walang ROI. Kasi pero when you think about it, kunyari, lodi mo. Their output is your ROI.
Yeah.
Because they make you happy.
It can't be like bigger than that. You can't expect anything
exactly.
More than that.
Kung singer, it's the music.
Yeah.
Kung actor, it's the movies. Mm. It's the TV series. Diba? So that's your ROI.
That's
diba?
The exchange.
So, that's the exchange.
That you have.
Yeah. That is the exchange, yes.
So the thing that you can expect from them is to keep coming up with like good
stuff.
Products.
Yeah.
Diba? Kumbaga. And from Arabin.
Number 5.
My role in your life, I am your most consistent audience. Tagatawa sa jokes mo, tagasalo ng luha mo pag pinapaiyak ka. Kumbaga yung parang like, if life is a performance, the people close to you are your audience.
Ito yung always there for you.
Always there.
During the good times and the bad.
Exactly. And for Mike Ferrer.
Number 4.
I am your frenemy, but let me qualify. 5% lang yung friend, 95% yung enemy. And yung 5% na friends tayo, those are the rare occasions that we need to work together to take out a common enemy. Kumbaga parang like, dun lang kayo naging friends kasi meron kayong parehong inaaway. And from Al Macchiato.
Number 3.
My role in your life, I will be one of the 5 people you'll meet in heaven. Kasi I made such a huge impact in your life, be it positive or negative.
Did you ever read that book?
I never did. But I knew of it because it was hugely popular.
Mm.
Yung the 5 people you meet in heaven.
Yes.
And the book is like parang ang ano niya, everyone when they die will meet 5 people who made a huge impact.
In their life. Yeah. I never read it either. Kasi parang I thought it was too depressing.
True.
You know naman, I don't like reading stuff like that. Oo.
Tas parang ano, diba? Parang like, ano yun? Anong gagawin ng 5 people when you meet them in heaven? So obviously, tegi ka na, diba? So,
tegi na din sila.
So, pero, parang i-review? Ganun ba yun?
I have no idea. Never read it. Ano, like, magka-catch up pa kayo?
Parang, i-explain ba nila sa'yo kung ano yung role nila?
Gets?
Okay. Parang ganun.
So,
this could be like, maybe a parent, a significant other, a best friend. Di ba parang ganun? Basta the ones who made, tsaka not necessarily just the people who helped you out. Ah. Minsan, it's your arch enemy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the boss who made your life miserable. Kumbaga parang they all had a role in teaching you something.
Okay.
In your life.
So apparently the five people you meet in heaven is a novel that follows the life and death of a mechanic named Eddie, a ride mechanic, who is killed in an amusement park accident and sent to heaven, where he encounters five people who had a significant impact on him while he was alive. Oh.
But I wonder what the conversations were.
Yun nga.
Diba? Eh. Like, parang, i-explain ba nung tao kung ano yung role nila?
Okay, so Eddie meets his former captain from the army, who reminds Eddie of their time together as prisoners of war in a forced labor camp in the Philippines.
Oh.
Meron pa palang ganon.
Oh.
Okay, and then he also meets his late wife. They remember their wife. So parang reminiscing.
Parang reminiscing. Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if I would read it still. Parang feeling ko, it might just, alam mo yun, put me in an emotional state na hindi ko gusto.
No, it's true. Oh, just the other day, like, out of nowhere, like, I just cried.
Because?
Kasi biglang naisip ko na yung sabi ko, parang, kasi pinag-usapan natin yung mga manunundo. So, iniisip ko yung parang like,
pero yung pinag-uusapan natin, yung mga buhay na manunundo.
Oo, pero gets, yung parang sabi ko, siguro nandun yung, I mean, obviously, my dad and my sister, pero bilang, naisip ko yung, nandun sila Duke, sila like, Cairo, sila Isis, sila Wussy.
Oh.
And oh my gosh, that just killed me. Like,
and then he's just
and
cried.
I started crying because I was like, oh, I miss them so much. Pero gets, yung parang like, yeah, I mean, very that, right?
Yeah.
Kasi parang the people who were no longer there, but they played such a huge role in your life. Tas you'll talk about like, oh, wasn't that fun when we went to ganyan?
You know, it's so depressing, but at the same time, it's also comforting. Kasi nga, these are, you know, people you loved when we were together. Ganyan yung nafe-feel ko whenever I hear Janet Jackson's song, Together Again.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, diba, it's a sad song, pero happy yung sound niya. But when you really listen to the lyrics, yung parang, oof.
You know, there was this one K-drama that I watched. Oh, like, I was a mess. I was an emotional mess. Kasi ganun. About, parang ano sila, parang, yung afterlife. Yung sila yung mga Grim Reaper, mga ganyan.
Oh.
Tapos, there was this one, it's parang each episode is a different story, ganun. So, there was one, it was about a dog.
Okay.
Ganun. Tapos, basta ganun. Tapos yung ganun yung concept na pagbukas nung door, merong susundo sa'yo na, like, the one who will kind of make you be okay. To go on to the other side. Mm-hmm. Diba?
Parang so, guide mo. Ganun.
Parang it has to be somebody really close to you. Ganon kasi nga. Tapos yun, yung, paano nga ba yun? Yung dog ba o yung human? Basta ganon, like, kung human yung namatay, yung ang sumusundo sa kanya yung dog. Or the other way around. Kung naunang namatay yung human, parang ang nagsundo sa dog, yung human niya. Basta ganon, like, and you know, me and dog.
Yeah.
Like, dogs dying kind of stories, right? Like, give me the saddest, like, human story, and I'll be like, bato. And then, make it a dog or a cat, and I am a puddle of goo.
Anong K-drama daw, 70 Maxim?
We'll
try to remember. We'll figure it out, I'm sure, a little bit later.
The one na ano, yung parang quote-unquote God. Hindi God, pero yung the one in charge of the afterlife is a woman.
Okay.
Yung kala Ron Wu?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow! Yes.
Okay, thank
That's
you, Jean.
That's the one. Yes, thank you.
Sabi niya, yeah.
The dog episode?
Yung dog daw yung nauna. Tapos yun. Eventually, namatay din yung guy dun sa epilogue.
Tapos ang nagsundo sa kanya yung dog niya. Oh my gosh, I was like bawling. Like I was crying like a baby. From Adventure.
Number two.
My role in your life, ako yung taga-remind sa'yo na hindi ka anak ng mayaman, ha? Kaya work po tayo. Opo, work po tayo.
May banks ka ba?
Wala tayong ano, ha? Wala tayong mga trust fund? Wala, wala na, apa.
Hindi tayo, ano, ha? Ah, nepo babies,
hindi
ha?
Hindi pa, no? So, ah, work po tayo, apa. Huwag po tayo tatamad-tamad, apa. But you need people like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, pag yung you're not...
Magtatamad-tamad ka na, and you're like,
you're not in the mood to go to work, or kunyari, yun, those...
Ayaw mo nang tumanggap ng gig kasi tinatamad yun, ka.
And then you're like, parang I want to resign in my job. Ay, let me remind you po, opo.
Marami kang babayaran po, opo.
Oo, saan po tayo kukuha ng pagkain, opo. And the top.
And the top entry, number one. Number one.
My gosh. My voice is... It's going. All the singing along to the Janet songs is taking a toll on my voice. Comes from Galactus Intolerance.
Galactus Intolerance says,
my role in your life, your biggest fan, until you showed your true colors, thus becoming your worst critic.
Like a hater.
Piers Morgan.
Oh, with Madonna.
He was the biggest...
A lot of people,
Madonna,
right?
Fan. And the same thing with Meghan Markle, remember?
Yeah.
Like in Madonna's case, legend goes that he was the biggest Madonna fan. Like the biggest Madonna fan. And then he met Madonna. Tapos tinarayan siya ni Madonna. And like the true spurned lover kind of human that he is, he turned against her.
Oof.
And became her biggest hater. And the biggest hater. Same thing with Meghan Markle. Uh-huh. Apparently, he invited her out. And they even went out.
Yeah.
And parang biglang pinagpalit siya kay Prince Harry.
Well, I mean,
right? Pero gets, like, after that, the attacks.
Yeah.
So, it kind of casts a pall over his credibility. Kasi meron siyang personal vendetta. So, you know, I mean, for me, you can't be that credible.
Feeling ko, if that were to happen to me, like if I were to have a close encounter with, you know, one of my favorites, tapos, kunyari, it didn't turn out well, I don't think I'd be a hater, but I would completely lose interest.
Same.
Like, I would not support them anymore. I would be like, I would probably be like, kunyari, makita ko pa rin sa FIFA. Yung ganun lang, at most. Pero yung to actively bash them and troll them kasi parang may bad experience ako. Parang di naman.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, at least I'd be so turned off.
Same.
But I wouldn't
actually very
go
ano
that
ko,
far.
Very like, yo, ano sa'yo.
Exactly.
Like tampororot.
Or yung parang, fine. Gets. Whatever.
Yung,
all ganun.
Oo, yung like, I wouldn't go out of my way to make them miserable.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so. But, I don't know, like,
I guess some people
it happens
just...
all the time. Remember kay Selena?
Selena Gomez?
No, the Latina.
Oh, yeah.
The person who murdered her, who killed
Yolanda.
Her, was her the president of her fan club.
There is a new show ba or something like that? Ganun, docu,
parang
whatever.
Meron nga yata.
Yeah, there's a new
pero
one.
Pero gets, yung, kasi nga love turns to hate.
Because obviously you're passionate about
Cause
that.
Because you're passionate about
so,
them. So, ang bilis mag-turn, like, it turns on a dime.
Yeah.
You know, when you're, like, the biggest fan, and then you feel like you were slighted
mm-hmm.
by your idol, mm-hmm. you could turn into the biggest heckler, hater.
Yeah.
Diba? Troll.
Mm-mm.
So, that's really scary. But there you go. That's what we're doing today. And if you want to join us, send in your entries to x.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag my role in your life in all your posts.
The Sound Trip playlist. You can catch that every Tuesday with Kayla from 7 to 9 p.m. on The Monster. Good morning.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today. And let's start off with some greets.
More from the text line, 0961-1367-931. Good morning, Jerome and the D2 Run crew and UP Dreamers. Gene, what's up? Hello to Angeli. Have a great day as well. Hello to Justin Sayana, who says, greeting all fellow live and podcast rushers, especially to my gym mates from AFSM Novaliches, Jem and Ulan. Hello to Willie the Man, and he says, hope to see you at the Monster Car Stick-On. Yes, we will definitely be at the Monster Caltech Stick-On. Saying good morning to Mar and Carlo Lozada. Juan Miguel says, what's up? Hope you enjoyed that song by Pharrell and Miley. John Paolo says, speaking of Janet and her concert last night, how was it? And is there a song na you expected nakakantahin niya but wasn't included in the set list?
You know what? She practically sang everything. Maybe we could come up with maybe mga three songs that she didn't sing. Pero it's nothing major. Well, maybe one. Like Runaway. I would think she would have sung that.
Didn't she perform Runaway?
No. It's, di ba, alam mo yung in-between set, nadinig mo lang yung,
yeah. When she went backstage and then like resurfaced
but
after
it was just
a few minutes.
Parang clip lang, hindi siya yung actual performance.
That's true.
Pero other than Runaway, we could think of a couple of...
Whoops,
like,
now, she didn't perform.
She didn't. Son of a Gun.
That's one of
didn't.
The older ones kasi, Son of a Gun. But I was surprised that she did Girlfriend, Boyfriend, the one with Blackstreet. She also did Don't Know What You Got Till It's Got Till It's Gone.
Got Till It's Gone.
Which I love.
I love that too.
I had to run back because parang she did Got Till It's Gone back to back with That's the Way Love Goes. And I had to run back to like where you guys were because kailangan natin going like a moth
to a flame, burn by the fire.
By the fire. My love is blind.
Can't you see my desire?
I cannot.
My love is blind. Can't you see my desire?
Oh my gosh. Good try.
Kasi Marky merong sheesh. Meron naman tayong
Oh my gosh.
Acheche.
Stop. Ay, nako. Anyway, but yeah, she performed
practically everything.
Hi to Max of the Winter. Echo Out Loud says, good morning. Feeling envious. I miss Janet Jackson's concert.
So good.
Hello to Mitch and also to Jumil who says, gusto niyang mag-submit ng top 10. Do it via X.
Just tag me at Chico Garcia so that I see the topic suggestion.
Yeah. But if it's an entry to our topic today, hashtag...
My role in your life.
Hello to Arvin PPP. Farmer Sanchez wants to greet everybody from Tindahan ni Aling Conching and Mang Willie and Barangay MCDC, Kapayapan Village, Candubang, Laguna. Hada Riza, Missy, hello. And yes, walang every time. Yes, Butter Baby, she didn't sing every time. And then again was more of a crowd sing along because she asked like everybody to sing it.
Oh, like
that was lovely.
She alam practically mo, did not sing again.
Yeah,
at
she,
all.
But ang weird
like,
kasi
super konti nung kinanta niya when everyone else was singing.
When we were singing along to it, like honestly, I wasn't sure if the crowd was loud enough because I feel like it wasn't. You could barely hear it, but I think it was just from where we were.
Yes.
Kasi I saw videos from people who were like medyo nasa taas.
Yeah.
Pag nasa taas ka, like you could hear the entire like big dome singing along.
Yeah.
Pero dun sa spot natin, yung parang feeling ko, parang mahina.
And parang
weird,
ano, like it seemed legit. Mukhang, I don't think she was just acting.
Na she got
parang
emotional.
Parang naiiyak siya.
Yeah.
Kasi everyone was singing the entire again.
Aww.
Like, from beginning to end.
Yes, from beginning to end.
Di ba usually, she will just wait for like for you to sing one part and then she'll continue.
But then she realized
she stopped
singing. Alam nila lahat.
Parang, makukumpleto ba dito mga tukmul na to yung buong kanta?
Of course.
And like, we completed the song.
The entire song.
And she looked like she was tearing up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
legit,
yeah.
Legit.
Nakaupo kayo?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You weren't standing.
There was
standing
no standing
room.
Area.
Walang standing area, pero I feel like 90% of the concert,
we were
on our feet. Kasi we were dancing.
Yeah.
We'd only sit kapag medyo yung slower songs.
Uh-uh. Hello, kahit nga pag yung remember the slow song set, tayo rin tayo kasi
that's true.
Binivideo natin yun.
Yeah.
It was so
and
nice.
And I also love that she performed Come Back to Me. It's one of my favorites.
Come Back to Me.
I'm begging you, please. Oh, such a beautiful song.
Queen of
anyway.
Pop.
Cancel her.
Sorry, mama.
Sorry. Ano kami? Janet hype pa kami. So.
When the hype goes down, like
we'll go back to you.
Back to
we'll go back to you.
Mama Madonna.
Natawa nga ako when like Janet was signaling to a certain part of the audience na parang yung get up, parang ganun. May part ng song na may get up. At tapos naalala ko si mama.
I know, right?
Naalala ko siya.
Mama.
Mama. Hello to Butter Baby. Also, sabi nga ni Kevin ng BSB, best singing crowd ang Pinoy.
Aww.
How to enrich and sabi niya, Majinet Jackson ba sa concert ni Janis? Kasi Jumulanis Morissette nung concert ni Alanis, diba? Actually, you're talking about it kasi malamig. And sabi ni Chico, maybe they turned up the AC para walang magsabi ng Janet
Ang
Jackson.
Ang Janet Jackson? Sa concert ni Janet Jackson?
That was pretty cold.
Hi
to MPP Mark Pelobelio. Good morning. Also, Hody H is locked in. Sabi niya, may morning crush pa today. May gusto kong kasi kong i-share.
Hi.
For you. We'll do that in a little while. Also, saying good morning to Lilo Boy. And that's it for the text line.
And on X, saying hi to Kenneth Kimavier, who sends us a photo or an edited photo of a 200 peso bill in a Tarsier and the whole incident that happened with the resort. That
oh,
was
yeah.
In,
yeah.
In Chocolate Hills.
Yeah, so there's a Tarsier, the Chocolate Hills, and there's a resort in the new 200 peso bill that he made.
Damn.
Yes. TTTO daw. Carl sends us a little bit more tea. William Baldwin slammed Sharon Stone, saying she was told by producer to sleep with him. I have so much dirt on her.
What?
What's this? A little bit extra tea.
What?
Carl sends us a little later tea.
Kasi parang Sharon spoke out about this recently.
Okay.
Na yun nga, parang the producer pressured her to sleep with William Baldwin.
And?
Because she thought the performance would go better.
Yeah.
Parang off cam, you should sleep together? Mm. Or when we're filming it, tutuhanin nyo? Which
no,
of the off two?
Cam,
sabi niya, tried
cam.
To convince her to have sex with Baldwin. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
For the movie to be better.
Ooh.
So
and,
weird.
And what did William say?
Na parang yun nga, parang, oh, I have so much tea on her. Na parang,
so it's not true.
He's basically lashing out at her.
Oh.
After what she revealed.
Okay.
Sabi niya, not sure why Sharon Stone keeps talking about me all these years later. He wrote this on X. Does she still have a crush on me or is she still hurt after all these years because I shunned her advances?
Hi!
I'm foggy! Foggy mo!
Eh, totoo naman kasi.
Si William Baldwin?
Yeah!
I mean, yeah, he but I mean, like, we're talking like, about Sharon Stone here. I mean, I would think in terms of like popularity and star power.
Yes, but at the peak of the Baldwins and William was always considered generally considered the best looking one, even more than Alec, although that's arguable. Pero like, yeah, he was like the it boy of his time.
But now, Alec is, the other Baldwins are...
No, I mean, Alec, personally, I think Alec is the most handsome Baldwin. Because that's the whole thing, yung, like, supposedly they're all handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Pero like, I think for me, most striking is Alec at his... At his peak, when he was like really young.
For me, least favorite ko yung dad ni Hailey.
Yeah.
Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah.
In terms of like looks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Juice Blank sends us a video of Apo Wang Od holding on to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we saw that. Yeah. We talked about that.
A papa papaya.
Yeah. Mm-mm. True.
Yeah.
But, hello, like this was. I know there are some people like trying to cancel her, but like. From the beginning, she's always been like that. Did you see that other video nga na there was this guy in shorts? Tapos ganun, edi hinawakan niya. Tapos nabitan siya. Pinasok pa niya sa loob ng shorts yung kamay niya. I mean, like, I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying, ever since,
no, the people
yun yung shtick niya.
And the people who go there, usually they know.
They know that it's...
That it happens.
That
or
that.
People warn you na parang, oh, that's what she does, you know? it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't make it right.
It doesn't make it right.
And also, kasi I think the issue lang for people is yung double standard na if, you know, if it were
that
like
is true, though. An old guy.
An old man.
Yes.
Tapos would just do that to women. It will be a very different story, right? But also, she's 100. She's 100 years old or something.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, yeah.
I think yun nga. Yung outrage siguro should come from the person that was, if may issue siya, di ba?
But I doubt
if it's just like a, you know, it's a harmless little old lady.
Yeah.
Parang ganun yung...
Ang tricky lang, yun nga, tricky lang kasi talaga. Kasi pag medyo tinweak mo siya na, so kung 100, okay, but what about 99, is that okay?
Yeah,
okay lang yun. 98.
What about then, older men?
Where
what
does
about,
it go? Oh. And then it becomes more complicated.
Yun nga.
So, yun lang naman yung ano dun.
Hi to Carlo, Oscar Lozada, and Legal Millennial, who says to hi to lovely wife, Antoinette. You, Juice Blank has a little bit more tea here. Drake has reportedly slid into another woman's inbox on Instagram.
Oh, I saw that.
I saw that.
Parang your
that.
Body is something.
Eh, insane tea. Yung body
is
ng girl.
Is, yeah.
Did you see the girl? Like,
oh,
she's so lit-lit ng waist, tas ang laki-laki ng hips. You know, it's that parang in-body shape now.
Well, it's the, no, it's also a drag queen body shape. Kasi, di ba, there's the corset,
and then the padding. Ito kasi walang padding.
This is like, authentically.
Like, authentic.
Woman.
Because she was wearing like, parang, underwear lang, mm-hmm. diba? And then like, she was so, grabe talaga.
Gorge.
Like, insanely small waist. And then the typical, you know, Kardashian big hips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. That's it for Greece.
70 Adventure 107 na siya. Pero I also, I don't know where I saw this or where I heard it from. Na parang, they're saying na, it might not be the most accurate thing. Like, her age.
Yeah, she doesn't. Look at though.
Kasi nga parang what they're saying is in terms of like syempre yung mga paper and syempre they're up there in the mountains.
Yeah.
Parang maybe it's not as accurate. It's possible
true.
That she might be a little younger than that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go.
All right. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Mike Ferrer. Thank you, Mike. Let's start off. Oh, the top 10 is hashtag my role in your life. Let's start off with Juice Blank.
Number 10.
Hindi ko nga alam ang role ko eh. Kung ano ba talaga ako sa'yo? One day, friend. The next day, more than friends. The next day, strangers. Hindi mo ko pinapansin. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It's like, yeah.
Like, you're a friend and then something more than friends happens. And then the next day, hindi ka na niya pinapansin.
Mm.
What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, some people also, when they're confused about how they feel about you,
yeah,
that's what they do.
Or,
they push people away.
Mixed messages.
Yeah. Or they like you enough for something to happen, but then suddenly they're like, nako, baka biglang ma-fall to sa akin. So they kind of like...
They withdraw.
They kind of like show you na, oh, yun lang yun, ha?
Mm.
Don't get all lovey-dovey with me. That was a
Let's
one-time thing. Yeah.
That was just a one-time
it
thing.
It started and it ended with that one time.
Pero minsan okay lang naman sa'yo na one time lang, diba?
Big time.
One time, big time.
Ako, I don't know. Kasi I'm such a romantic. I am the kind of person na if something happens, I'd be like, I do.
Heart ice ka na every time you see them.
Heart ice. Hindi kasi like, honestly, like even when I was single, even when there are like quote-unquote hookups,
mm-hmm.
I never look at them as just hookups. I always feel like if it got me to this point,
uh-huh.
I am open to the idea. I'm not saying na, gee, agad, gets. Pero yung nandun yung thought na, you know what, if we get along?
Who knows, it could be
I wouldn't
forever.
Mind. Oo, totoo.
No, but it's just you.
It's just me.
Oh, God.
Honestly.
The fairy tale princess.
I've always been like that. Even if, let's say, the initial interaction is like, bounce, like, sumisegue siya talaga sa like, so what do we, what color do we paint our fence?
Oh no, are we gonna do that forever now? Oh.
Kasi I was telling Chico and Marky na yeah, that's the Gen Z sound kasi. Yeah. Apparently, di nila na encounter.
Oh,
so, we were like, I was trying to teach them how to use it. Yung gano'n. So, now.
So, ngayon, lahat na ano namin.
Gano'n.
And that number, and from Arch, Gilar.
Number nine. Magamit lang.
From Archer, Gilar.
Para lang mag-Gen Z.
Para lang matawag na Gen Z. My role in your life, I can be your doctor, healing your body. I can be your best friend, healing your soul. I can be your girlfriend, healing your thirst.
This sounds like a Donna Lewis song.
I love you always.
No, forever. No, no. She has another song.
I could be the wind.
Yes, there.
Diba
siya yun? Diba ba? Donna
yes,
Lewis,
yes,
ha?
Donna Lewis.
Yeah.
I could be the wind in Kimberly. I can be the wind in
Kimberly.
Maalala ko na sana yung lyrics.
I could be the one.
And I will hear.
Again,
it's a cutesy song.
It's super cute. I can be your Chamberly. I can be your Chamberlu. I can be your Chamberly.
I can be ordinary. I can be the one.
Yeah. Ganon.
Uh-huh.
That's a cute song.
Cutie.
I actually prefer that over
I Love You Always.
I Love You Always.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And for Mike Ferrer.
Number eight.
My role in your life, your admirer turned a banger. Naunahan ako ng iba eh. Kaya abang na lang ako kung kailan kayo maghihiwalay. In the meantime, I'll be your shoulder to cry on.
The moves!
Your crying shoulder.
Alam mo, yan talaga yung pinaka-go-to role ng mga abangers. Like, I'll be here for you pag nag-away kayo.
Honestly!
And then you pounce.
You know, I dated a lot of guys na parang before I started dating them, like, I would tell them about, like, the person that I was currently with
yeah,
before I got together with them. Madaming yeah, ganun.
That's yun, the oldest parang, trick in the book.
Like, I would be sharing, they'd be, like, so, parang,
oh, and then,
so ready to listen and give you advice. And then, like, fast forward to, you know, 2 weeks later, I'm dating them.
Diba? Yung parang, oh, sige, what? Sige, I'll be your shoulder
tell
to cry on. Oh, tell me what you...
Cookie Monster.
Sabi ni Tino, ba't para kayong hinihingi ka sa... It's giving asthma. Sabi din ni Renz. Tsaka nila, ang dami nagsabi, ba't parang may asthma? Si Marden.
Oh my gosh, that could be your drag name. Asthma.
Kung may plasma, may asthma. Oh my gosh, drag queen name mo. Asma Moreno. Pwede.
No! Ano bang magandang ano?
Ano?
I don't know. Ang pangalan ko, asthma lang. Dapat like
asthma
some,
Moreno
something.
Asma Moreno
nga ayoko.
As Mother Monster.
Oh. Oh. Well, let's look at. Look
as Bakanak.
And then, what are your fans going to be called?
Asthmatics.
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 Bagong ano, fandom.
And coming from Coco Hernandez.
Number seven.
My role in your life, the worst heartbreak that prepared you for the right one.
Oh.
And you're good with that. Yung parang like, yeah, I guess that's the role I played.
Ang masakit kasi, sometimes, your worst heartbreak is the one that pipilit mo na, no, I want you to be the right one.
Yeah. Pero diba, like, in, usually, when, well, sana all, diba, na after a bad heartbreak, you eventually find true love. Yun nga, given that you do find your one true love, you become more forgiving of the bad heartbreaks. Kasi nga, you can always think, Very Carrie Underwood, yung the broken road led me to the right one. And if you're one of the people who kind of like hurt me, but you know what? You were essential in bringing me to my final destination.
Oh no.
Naging doom yung
hindi naman, pero hindi, alam mo yung my final love. Then you're more forgiving of what happened?
Well, yes.
Kasi parang it's a stepping stone to happiness.
That's if you can recover, if you can bounce back from it. Because sometimes people experience like their biggest heartbreak and they're never the same. Like they can't seem to forget about it and give themselves fully to another human just because you're always like scared that you're going to get hurt again. So you hold back a little or, you know, you love other people again, but just not the same way that you did.
Hindi, kailangan nga, ano, kailangan nga parang perfect yung, you know what I mean? Yung dapat yung, you found your one true love. Kasi pag ganun, you're more forgiving. Kasi parang, well, at least it led me to this. Kasi you also think, if it worked out, then I wouldn't have met this wonderful person. You know what I mean? So parang it kind of makes sense na nag-break tayo. True, nasaktan ako. But at least, it pushed me in the right direction.
Ano kasi ko eh, sa sobrang fave ko si Janet Jackson, yung ano, Never Fall Again. Ganon. May mga, I'm pretty sure a lot of people can relate. Na parang, once you get to that point na you get your biggest heartbreak, it's just like,
it's either
you don't want to go through that again.
Hindi, ako alam ko. Kasi diba, ikaw never fall in love again. Unless...
it's the same person.
Together again.
They were dancing. Yeah.
Diba?
Well, I mean, you know. Anyway, next. Come back to me. Parang legit yun na. Takakapa kung ba't favorite ko yun.
Come back to me.
I'm begging you, please.
Because she's so va-va-voo.
I'm looking too. Hi. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ako talaga, it's so weird. Ako, ang ano ko, the one that I really like, I think my throat is hoarse because of the song, ano, Miss You Much. I was like screaming the entire song.
Oh my gosh.
When you broke up?
No, sa concert ni Janet.
Ah, okay.
Yung Miss You Much. Hindi. Sa concert nga ni Janet. I'm gonna miss you much.
Buti hindi ka tinignan nung kasama mo na sinong kinakantahan man yan.
Eh siya rin. Pag ano? Pag pumunta ng Las Piñas.
Ay, ang ano din, napagod din ako sa ano, The Best Things in Life Are Free.
I love that song. The Best Things in Life Are Free.
Ugh, so good.
Luther Vandross yun, di ba?
Yeah.
I remember.
And Together Again pala, for Luther din. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I guess it was, Rafi who told me that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Apparently.
I would have paid this in, to have seen you like,
oh my gosh, right? I was
dancing the entire time. I was like,
jumping up and down
every so often in his I was looking at Chico and thinking, who is
naku,
she?
Pag sinabi ni Mama Jan na like jump, I jump, I say how high.
No, but it's difficult kasi not to cause grabe, you know
tapos nung ano
cause it's infectious
you
then.
Know what Marky, yung part na so she sang Scream. Tapos
yung Michael Jackson
they had
video.
Michael Jackson on the screen. I'm telling you, like I thought I was going to cry. I really teared up.
Yeah.
Cause I saw Michael and I was like, Michael! And like, oh my gosh. That was a moment.
It was. Close to the end day, no?
Towards the end.
Aww. Hey. Good for you guys. You got the experience. Is this the first time you watched Janet?
I watched the first time that she was here. I don't know if she visited in between the two, but I did watch the first time that she was here and this one.
Ako so, first time ko.
So kung twice pa lang siya pumupunta, I watched her every time
so,
she was
what,
here.
Wait, the first time though, was that like in the 90s?
In the 90s, yeah.
Okay.
Yung mga ano, yun, yung mga Runaway, that era. Mm-mm. That era. And from Al Macchiato.
Number 6.
This is, my gosh, this is like probably like hot na entry. Al Macchiato says, my role in your life? Since wala kang time, ako na lang ang taga-update sa inyo ng latest about hashtag Where's Kate?
Because you have all the time in the world to watch all the conspiracy theories.
You know
online.
What they're calling it now? Water Kate.
Water Kate.
Oh, boy, pa rin Kate Gate.
Kate Gate.
I'm shocked. I thought I was updated with everything. Na yun nga, apparently, talaga palang Kate is spelled with a C.
Kasi nga Catherine.
It's Catherine. Hindi kasi diba even naman Catherine. Pag ginawa mo ng nickname, Kate. Kate na diba? Apparently, she was really Catherine and her Kate was like Kate in Kate Blanchett. With
C-A-T-E.
The C. And she was supposedly asked by the other two C's, stop using, don't spell it with a C. It has to be K. Kami lang ang pwedeng C.
Apparently, allegedly.
Parang like,
change her name too?
Hindi naman change her name. Pero yun lang, parang don't spell it with a C. Kasi kami yung C and C.
No, but that's changing your name because you have to change how you spelled it your entire life.
And apparently, she has always, even the British press, she has explicitly stated that she wants to be called Catherine, not Kate. But they would call her Kate.
Oh.
And
why?
She's always like annoyed that, you know, they refuse to call her Catherine.
Okay.
Well, there must be a problem with the system in general.
But yeah. So, oh my gosh. Like, this. To say that it's a rabbit hole is an understatement.
Yeah.
You will. Ano na siya,
it's gotten out of hand.
Wormhole siya. My goodness. Hindi siya rabbit hole. Like, you go. Magbabranch out. Like,
yeah.
You go into one tweet.
Mm. And then you look at all the comments.
And then from the comment, may magpo-post ng isa pang link or something.
Yeah.
And then you go there. When you go there, there's going to be another comment or two na may separate links.
Yeah.
And then, it never ends.
So you think nag-ano na sila?
No, I have no idea. No
Splitsville?
Idea.
Splitsville?
But.
Buti nga kung that's the only cheat.
There
eh.
are so,
so much words.
Many possibilities.
What's the main one?
There's no
all of the conspiracy theories.
Well, the worst would be that she's.
Pero may photos naman siya.
But those are doctored nga. That's why all the theories are coming out because it's been proven that the photos were all heavily edited.
Like even like Associated Press, ganyan, they had to do a kill notice on the
photos.
Kasi parang
yeah.
apparently
proven to be fake.
Pag heavily doctored, they don't want to release it as an official ano kasi nga parang
oh my gosh.
But it's doctored.
So yung biggest conspiracy na tags?
Well, among other things.
Conspiracy theory-wise.
Or yung iba parang that she's in a coma. Some people are saying, you know.
That she's like walked away.
Palala ng palala.
Yeah, iba like walked away.
Oh.
And refuses to.
And people were saying naman na parang the marriage was basically over. And parang nagkagulo-gulo lang because, you know, Prince Charles has, you know, health issues now. And so, basta.
Like there are
ang dami.
At least like, I don't know, 50 conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Like, kasi nga, when there is nothing, there is no, when there is no word, no confirmation, no denial of anything, then everybody goes crazy. They come up with their own theories.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when you read all the theories, parang whatever I'm reading, it sounds so legit. And then I'll read the next one and I'll be, baka parang ito. And then parang, baka ito. Diba?
It could be anything.
Could be anything.
Until
honestly.
They like eventually come up with what really happened.
Oh my gosh.
But they're saying everything is just like a soft launch for like something. Whatever
Chumle.
Chumle.
Marchioness
of Chumle.
Right?
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
My gosh. And coming from Wildfire.
Number five.
My role in your life, ako ang iyong konsensya. Kung yung parang sa Safeguard commercial, tagabulong ng mga dapat at hindi dapat bilhin.
Ano konsensya?
Konsensya.
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 Kasi pinaghalo mo yung conscience.
Conscience.
Oh. Di ba konsensya?
Konsensya. Ay, di ba konsensya?
Konsensya.
Konsensya.
Ah, okay.
Conscience.
Because of conscience.
Conscience.
So, conscience.
No, I don't know what it is. Is it conscientia or conscientia?
Conscientia.
If it's conscience, then the Tagalog of conscience is conscientia.
It's conscientia. Tumigil kayo.
E, paano kung may ano siya? You know, alam mo yung list na may shh, shh, shh.
Di conscientia. Conscientia.
There is Espanol naman yung conscientia.
Conscientia, if it.
Conscientia.
Kuchinta, sabi ni Maxi.
Hindi, konsensya.
Konsensya!
Konsensya.
Konsensya. Pag ako na konsensya.
Ano, pasensya ba? Hindi naman, di ba?
Pasensya.
Pasensya.
Pasensya, di ba? So, konsensya.
Oh, from Mike Ferrer.
Number four.
Number four.
My role in your life, akala mo stalker. Pero actually, I'm only walking behind you from a distance because I want you to get home safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't plan to do anything. I just want to every single day walk few paces behind you until you get home so that I know that you got home safe.
Yeah, I'm not lurking behind in the dark. Like, no. It just so happened na dumilim, so...
Kasi ayokong makita mo ko kasi you're going to think I'm a stalker. But I just want to make sure you're safe.
Mike said every single stalker out there.
Have you ever stalked anyone?
No, I have never.
I have.
I have never.
Well, I have, but you know, I was 12, so
I mean, if you
wasn't
if
scary.
Consider like looking at their like Instagram,
like online
and Twitter,
stalking, but everybody
yes,
does
pero,
online
right,
stalking.
Right, I mean that's what I mean. Pero yung like physical, like I would go to a place kasi alam kong nandun siya or sinusundan ko siya. Never, never.
The biggest extent I think that I've done was probably in school, like kasi I knew their class schedule, so I would like. Parang walk to their classroom.
Parang walk to the or just walk to the classroom?
Like, parang walk to their classroom. Kasi it's...
How do you parang walk to a classroom?
Like, parang walk. Kasi nagtatak walk siya.
I would pass by the hallway. I wouldn't stop, but I'd pass by the hallway and just keep walking.
Ah, ako nga, di ba tatayo lang sa may kanto?
Yeah, that I wouldn't do that. No.
What do you mean? As if what you do.
Alam mo yung what Marky said without saying is, hindi naman ako ganyang kalala.
Whatever. I would just stand
right?
by the canto.
Am I wrong?
That's the one.
And I'd be like, oh, fancy meeting you here. Ganon.
No, I would strike conversation because I'd be too
well,
scared.
How old were you when you
I'd
did
be torpe.
This?
I was like 15.
Oh, eh, mas matanda ka naman sa akin. I was 12. When I used to do, maybe 11, 12, ganun.
Mm. Yeah, I was around 15. Mm. Oh. It was high school. But like...
Because you were a regular Lolita.
No, but this was my girl teacher.
Yeah, exactly. Same. Jumble, jumble.
Pero kasi hindi applicable yung Lolita, but girl yung ano mo,
pwede.
Target mo. It's more like, parang I associate it more with...
That came later
older
life.
Men. Oh, oh.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Sure.
Success.
I don't deny.
Tsaka talaga,
no, that happened.
Huli, huli,
ano. You know, that was like, ano na, in high school.
In high school.
Okay.
And,
are you sure you've never?
I have never. Well, plus, I'd be too scared that I'd be found out.
Yeah, because
you know,
would
you know
run
me.
Away.
I would run away.
I say hello.
Yeah.
Hello, shit.
And from Al Macchiato. From Al Macchiato.
Number three.
My role in your life, ako yung naging bestest friend mo at one point in your life. But we didn't keep in touch and not even connected on social media. So now, I have no idea if you're even still alive. Alam mo yung napaka-major nung role niya in your past. That it's almost shocking that you don't even know if the other one is alive.
If they're still alive.
You've completely lost touch. And you're like, how did that happen? I mean, we were so close. And you didn't fall out or anything?
Yeah.
Alam mo yung naturally lang nag-drift apart. And,
yung parang days turned into weeks.
Ngayon kasi.
Turned into months. And then wala na.
Like, for example, with Gen Z. parang mahirap na siyang mangyari. Kasi even as a kid, meron ng social media. So siguro, even in grade school, you probably added each other already on Facebook, right? Pero there are the previous generations na yung inabot nyo pa yung wala pang social media. So if you lost touch pre-social media, mahirap na silang hanapin.
It's hard to find them, yeah.
And remember, okay, because that day that you weren't here, Marky, I was just reminding Hazel of that conversation we had. Remember, there's this grade school best friend of mine that I was trying to look for. Tapos wala siyang online footprint at all.
I think you told us about
this. Even Googling him, I couldn't find him. No trace of him. So when we talked about it, the last time that you weren't here, after board work, I really got into a deep dive again. And I like tried to refine my searches, tried different keywords. Wala talaga. Like wala siyang online footprint. I searched Facebook.
Baka iba yung name niya.
But I tried variations of his name.
Yeah.
And I tried full name. I tried the nickname na alam kong
ginagamit
nickname niya. I even tried to tweak even the nicknames na hindi, alam ko naman na hindi yun ang mga nicknames niya, pero I tried it anyway.
Yeah.
Zero. So such a mystery to me.
I'm telling you, just ask your other batchmates.
It's so shocking. I went that far. I went to our common friends, looked at the friends list,
My
mutual friends.
Wala
none,
talaga.
None.
So strange.
And I couldn't really find any online. And which makes me think, I mean, I'm not even sure if...
I wish he could just say his name on
air.
Can't.
Cause no,
what
never
if,
mind.
Alam mo yon,
baka he's listening.
Baka no, my family siya na listening.
Because he was my best friend in like, siguro from grade 3 to maybe grade 5. Parang ganun. Yeah. So it's just so weird. Because I got into it. And remember, like I was telling you, like I finally got to meet another one of my closest best friends. Tapos we had coffee right before the pandemic. Because he lives in the States now. And then, so, nung umalis siya, sabi niya, oh, I'll be back next year. And I was like, oh, can we please? Because we just had time for coffee. I was like, can we like, I don't know, go out of town or something. Like something more substantial than just coffee or dinner. Because like, we really missed each other. The next year na dapat babalik siya, pandemic na. Mm. And then, you know, last year, he passed away.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just heartbreaking. And it's like, just when you parang found your friend after for so long. And then like, you lose them. And now I feel so, and I feel terrible that we didn't like get in touch earlier. Para sana, you know, we got to spend more time together.
Hey, no, I had a friend like that too.
And it's so sad. I just feel horrible. Kaya nga parang gusto ko hanapin yung mga friends ko na hindi ko na, wala na kaming contact.
I kind of went on a deep dive as well with a lot of my high school and elementary school friends.
Right.
And there was one place that I drove by, like maybe a few months ago. And this where my school bus dropped us off.
Oh.
Me and my friend, Julian. And so the one day I decided to message him. I was like, hey, I passed by your place.
Yeah.
Are you still around? Then I checked his wall.
Mm.
Oh, condolences.
Oh no.
Yeah. And in Palat, it was like
so
years
sad.
Ago. It was like 6 years ago, but I didn't see.
Oh boy.
So it was like, oh my gosh.
Ito nakakainis.
So
kasi
sad.
Nga, we were planning to... Like, now that the pandemic's over...
Yeah. Sana you could have, you know... Yeah. But a lot of people are
so
saying
bad.
About the other friend, the one that you can't find. Parang ang common assumption ng mga tao, baka daw si Bingbong yung...
Hoy, totoong tao to!
Like, baka imaginary friend.
Hindi siya imaginary friend.
Is Bingbong your imaginary friend?
No!
This is inside
hello.
Out.
Hello!
Si Bingbong.
Officer pa nga yung officer, class officers pa nga kami in grade school. So
maybe you dreamed the whole thing.
No! Totoong tao siya. Kasi yung mga kaiba, yung mga common friends namin, totoong tao eh.
What's the name of your imaginary friend?
I don't want to say.
Just tell us
name.
Now.
My,
what's the
my name?
Name?
What?
May name yung imaginary friend mo?
Hindi nga siya imaginary friend!
Kasi totoong friend nga. Yan.
Totoong what's classmate. His name? I am, basta.
No, but not him. I mean, your actual imaginary friend. I mean, your
friend. My imaginary friend? Si madami. Si Grover. Si Doggy. Si Rhina. Si Jason. Si Love Me.
Ang dami mo namang imaginary friend.
Those are my pillows. But and they have friends.
Okay. But those are like pillows.
I know.
They don't talk to you.
I see Grover doesn't exist. He's my dog. My imaginary dog. When I was a kid.
Grover.
Yeah, Grover.
Does he talk to you?
No. He was like a dog dog. Yeah, like a dog dog.
Oh.
I would pet
him. Did you have someone that would talk
to
you?
No. Even my pillows, they never talked back.
You just talk to them.
I just talk to them. They're like my... Parang pets din. Hindi rin actually like... humanoid. Like, I considered my pillows like, I don't know, legless dogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there a show that kind of tries to find people that you want to reconnect with? Sabi kasi ni Butter Baby, try the Rushers or ipake JMS mo na yan. Ano?
Alam mo yung mamaya na nanahimik siya na may pamilya siya and everything. Tapos biglang...
KMJS
pala. Na KMJS siya biglang.
Ano yan? Kapuso mo, Jessica Sanchez?
Yeah.
No. But do they do that ba on KMJS?
No, siguro they do
pero
that.
Pero parang...
If there's
be,
a specific reason.
But it's a good concept for a show. Na parang it's specifically to find people... that, you know, others, like, just lost contact with. And you can't seem to find them anymore.
Yung parang hindi, wala namang emergency. You just want to, like,
just want to trace,
parang
like,
find them again. And then it's like, hey, how are you?
Yeah,
that would be cute.
That would be a good concept.
That would be cute.
Uh-oh. Mm. Eh, kung may ganong show, sasali ka to find this friend.
I don't like. Mali mo, he's a very private person now. And kaya siya walang online footprint is precisely because...
Ayaw niya
nung mga ganon-ganon na whatever. But like, yeah, one of my best buddies ever.
Paano kung malaman mo na all along it's not that wala pala siyang social media accounts, it's that he blocked you a long time ago.
Hindi na nga kami nag-uusap, bakit ako magbablock?
Search on my Facebook.
Ayoko, tapos makikita na kasi yung sinerge ko.
Malay mo.
Yeah.
What if binlock ka pala para pa hindi mo siya mahanap?
Hindi. Basta, babalitaan ko kayo pag nahanap.
Pero like friend. Friend lang.
Alam mo, ikaw duduk-dukin ko eh. Sinabi ko na, ito talaga, alam mo, tatampalin kita.
I mean, pwede pinsan. Pwede, like, I don't know, like, gamer friend or something.
Ay.
Card games.
Ay, ewan ko sa'yo. Balak sa buhay mo.
Different kinds of friends.
Pangit mong ka-bonding. Pangit mong ka-bonding. From Galactus Intolerance.
Number two.
My role in your life, I'm just an extra vote in your alliance. And the next time that you don't need me,
vote
I'm sure you'll be the first to vote me out.
Final five na! Australian Survivor!
Stop!
My goodness. Down to five.
Pero yeah, like sometimes yung like real life version of that. You know what I mean? Like yung parang pagkailangan ka nila as a number.
That's only when they
but you're not legit
or,
friends.
Yeah.
Gets. And yeah, I'm pretty sure we've experienced that at one point or another. Whether from one side or the other.
Yeah.
Whether ikaw yung, hindi mo naman siya talaga type, but because kailangan mo ng numbers, edi sige, friends tayo. Tapos pag wala na, okay, no need to get in touch with you.
You think that's what Plain Jane did? With her whole giving the immunity potion to
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, you know, nowadays, you'll never know, right? Tapos minsan naman, akala mo, enemy mo, yung pala. Friend mo. Mm. Diba? Like, it's so hard to tell. It's so hard to tell nowadays.
Yeah.
And the top.
And the top entry, number one.
My role in your life comes from Rhyme and Reason.
Rhyme and Reason says,
ako lang naman ang tinik sa lalamunan mo. Ang taong sisira sa mga plano mo. Dahil madalas, ang mga plano mo ay hadlang sa mga plano ko.
Ay!
Ay!
Dun, dun, dun.
Like, you don't have to take it personally. I don't take pleasure in seeing you fail, but your goals are in the way of my goals.
Yeah, so you're not getting in my
way. You're not getting in
my way. Don't get my way.
So, nothing personal.
Like, I'll leave you alone kung hindi ka, ano,
hindi ka sagabal sa plano ko.
Sa ano ko, yeah.
Right? So, that's interesting.
I mean, you know, there are people who would get rid of, you know, all the people standing in their way. Kung ano man yung final goal nila, diba? Like, they don't mind at all stepping on other people's toes as long as they get
reach
to the
their
end goal.
Yeah. So, there you go. We do have a couple more matches coming up, but when we come back, we will be on Facebook Live.
We'll see you guys there. Also, YouTube and Twitch only on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. We are doing a giant batch.
Oh, yes. But before we get to it, let's do some final greets. Hello to Jennifer Espiritu, to Specialist Joe, who says, tell Chico a bit more intense pa, tsaka higher pitch, yung parang Japanese porn na.
What?
Stephanie Moore, for your porn. I mean, porn. Drag me.
Okay.
For your asthma last name, Cabuguera.
Asthma
Cabuguera. Asthma Cabuguera.
Okay.
Hello to Advent Choi and pwede rin daw Hika Peralejo.
Hika Peralejo. Oh, Hika Garcia na lang.
Hika GGG.
Hika GGG.
Hello to Jack B. Also, 70 Jack B. Yes, Hazel, I relate. Going through such a bad heartache right now. Not sure I can recover. TMR's been helping me a lot, though. Thank you, guys. Aw, it's okay, Jack B. You're going to be fine. Hello to Juice Blank. And good morning to Coco Hernandez. Also, saying hi to Bon. Nakakatakot naman kung sumasagot yung pillows ni Chico pag kinakausap niya.
O yung ibang tao, ha?
Sumasagot yung imaginary friends.
They have, pero not in a literal way. Pero gets, like, alam mo yung they kind of like recreate conversations that they wish they had.
You know what I mean? What's wrong with that?
And then, yun nga, na parang, you recreate it. They're not literally answering you back. Pero, you're answering as if they were answering you back. But alam mo namang hindi.
That's what I do. When
exactly.
I don't have an imaginary friend. I have imaginary scenarios.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's, I mean, not just
and no,
I'm
it's
pretty
also,
sure it's normal.
For me, kasi parang, it's like, it's me practicing how I would respond.
Exactly.
If that were to happen.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Ako, kasi I've seen how people look at me when I talk to my imaginary friends.
Yeah.
I don't actually talk to my imaginary friends. I'm actually like going through my lines.
In the steam room. No, it's true.
And people think you're like, oh, what's wrong with him?
No, because that's where I'm like most relaxed. And usually, wala akong kasama. And then pag may pumasok, and then biglang may narinig silang,
bam, chico, wow, wow.
Ho, ho, ho. Dudes, I'm on my way. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry, I'm just going through my lines.
Yeah.
Hello to Sands. And sabi niya, manonood talaga ako ng KMJS pag na-feature si Chico.
Well, yeah. If ever they do have that thingamajiggy where they can help me look for my friend, my missing, hindi naman siya missing friend. It's just that we lost touch. And now I don't know where to find him.
Mm.
Yeah, yun lang naman yun.
Okay, good morning to you, Auntie Fian. Also, saying what's up to Lex. Wants to say hi to Keej. Hello to Jaira Angeles. Good morning. Excited na nakapakinig ng live after audit. Busy season. I'm excited na magbakasyon sa Pinas next month after staying in Bermuda for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Sana
nice.
Makabisita ko
Bermuda.
Sa
Bermuda. Yes. How awesome is that?
Please do. Just drop by. Hello to Mitch.
Bermuda is where the Bermuda Triangle is.
Possibly.
Yes.
Is that one of the four islands? Or? Is it in the middle?
Oh, I'm not sure. Pero yeah, it is. It is. It is. I mean, that's the famous / infamous Bermuda Triangle.
Hi to O'Neill, Florida, says Jire.
Oh.
Hi to Mitch. Also, we're saying good morning to Cyril and Mark Enriquez. Hi to the JLPD team. Hope they're having fun. They're having their exposure trip in Singapore. Shout out to Joel. Wow. Sir Joel, Maya, Mary, and the rest of the team. Max Winter says, kaya alam nyo ngayon, nabilin ko na sa friends ko na sure ako makakaalam pag na-deads ako. Binigyan ko na sila ng list of people na i-inform nila pag dumating yung time. My gosh, that is so scary to think, no? Hello to Elmer Velasco. Elmer says, Yogi Bench.
Yogi Bench.
Works for KMJS.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Ah. Hi, Terence. Also, good morning to May Padilla. We also have 70-70. And bet daw niya yung Asma Moreno. Tapos yung segment, Lovely Miss.
Okay.
Okay. Hi to May, who wants to greet her nephew, Sean Macarubo. He'll be attending his awarding ceremony at the De La Salle College of St. Peniel.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. Hody H says, yes, o nga, producer daw sa KMJS. Pipitch ka daw niya. For your feature.
Huwag na nga. Kaya baka nga very private person yung friend ko.
And that's it for the text line.
And saying hi to a few people on X. Greeting Nina Hidalgo. Hi to Carlo, Oscar Lozada. Greeting Juice Blank. Hi to Lilo Boy and Carl. Thanks again for all the tea. Kenneth Mavier. And of course, Renz Rufo for the tea as well. And that's it for greets.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. Giant Batch, numberless Giant Batch. Thanking Mike Federer for the topic. My role in your life. Starting off with Al Macchiato, ako yung todo complain when you ask for my help. But I'd still help you anyway because you're my friend.
I would
rather have that. Kasi yung todo PR na I'm always here for you. Tapos biglang
crickets when you actually need
mo na talaga, wala na, diba? I'd rather have somebody like complain, whine about how they're always there for you. Because they are always there for you.
You know what? That is so true. And even if hindi siya major, ha?
Yeah.
Alam mo yung something as small as you're all together and then like biglang may gusto mo magbanyo or something and gusto mo magpasama.
Yeah.
It's one of your friends. Yung the person na parang, namahan mo ko or I wanna buy something dun sa 7-Eleven.
Yeah. Sama ka. Yeah.
And the person na parang yung ayaw nila but they would still go. I mean, true. I'm fine with that. Kasi bottom line, sinamahan ka pa rin. Alam mo yun? I appreciate that.
That friend in my life is Chico Garcia. When I'm walking around Eastwood and I run into this, like, this boy.
Yeah?
Who's walking around playing ball. I say, come with me na. And he doesn't say anything. He just follows me.
Ako talaga, I remember, even yung mga ganong, the smallest things na ganon, if I, like, ask someone to do something with me or for me in the moment, tapos kunyari, they don't. I remember it. I don't mean to. I just do. Because it's like, yeah. But I'm so sensitive when it comes to stuff like that.
Yun nga, ganun ka. Like the other day, I was walking along Eastwood. Tapos pala nakita ko si Marky. Tapos no words. Tapos parang nag-nod lang siya ng head. Tapos kumindat. Ayun, sumunod na. Parang like
kumindat ba? Kumindat?
Kumindat
or nag-nod lang?
Oh, nag-nod, kumindat. Tapos parang I was like, ah, okay, sige. That's
no,
really cute.
And it was perfect. I also had my leash. So I just like...
Your leash!
I just had to make kabet. And it was all good.
Was that the sound you made?
Hindi ko mag-gets eh. Hindi ko talaga makuha yung... Huh? Achiche?
But were you gagging though?
Wala, ano daw? Oh, sige, okay. Anyway, we've got our top 10. Al Macchiato naman. Sorry, that was Al Macchiato. Rhyme and reason. I serve as your feedback or post-assessment survey. Whenever you ask how you did in anything, I will give my honest to goodness perspective about it. And trust that there will be no malice in what I tell you. Like, kunyari negative. I'm just telling you the negative feedback. It's not like I'm trying to get into your head or try to sabotage you.
I'm just being honest.
I will be honest with you.
I'm being honest, yeah.
You know?
And yeah. Because like, it could help you to know.
Exactly. And know that it's coming from a good place.
Mm.
Hindi ko sasabihin yan just to, alam mo, titibagin ko lang yung confidence mo
or hindi lang rub salt in the wound.
Oo, parang like, when I do this, it's really for your betterment. And you have to trust that I'm doing it for your betterment. Mm. So don't feel bad if I give you a negative feedback. From Coco Hernandez, my role in your life, I'm that person who triggers your insecurities without doing it on purpose.
What? Because you're so great?
Yes. Yung parang like, I'm not doing it on purpose, but yeah. I guess that's what will help you push yourself to become better.
Mm.
Because I trigger you.
Because
with my excellence.
You push each other. I mean, he pushes you to try to do better.
Exactly.
Because if not, digwa.
Kasi nga na, ano kayo, nati-trigger kayo, diba? Na parang patanggaling niya.
Parang may, so, mapag-iwanan kayo.
Kailangan galingan ko rin.
But there's two ways you can go about this. Like, it's either you be better or you become worse. Because you feel like sometimes there's no way to beat the other person.
Yeah. Parang may giving up.
Yeah, there's
yung
like
parang imbis na i-push ka to be better, ang nangyayari, eh, di ko naman matatalo yan eh, wag na lang.
Yeah.
Diba? May ganun.
Give up na lang.
And yeah. From El Merito, my role in your life, you're absolutely right. Yan lang ang tingin mo sa akin. Tagahanda ng isusuot mo, kakainin mo, tagaayos ng bahay mo, tagasalo ng mga problema mo. I was never your partner.
I'm just your wife! Why did I know where this was going?
Right,
oh my gosh.
Right. Is that
Madrasta? It's like
Sharon.
Like, yeah.
Sharon.
Classic line from Madrasta.
Classic.
Dapat
Ate
yung
Sharon.
Delivery, medyo kulang yung delivery mo ha.
Ay, sorry na.
Pakiulit.
Nabura ko na.
I was never your partner. I'm just your wife.
I'm just your wife.
Talagang with disgust.
Huh?
Upon I was never your partner. I'm just your wife.
Ano, okay ba? Okay ba? Pasada. Ang natitrigger si Marky.
Bago niya ng sheesh!
And from Al Macchiato, my role in your life, taga-correct ng grammar at spelling mo. Eh, mas okay nang manggaling yung correction from a good friend rather than somebody else na baka pinapahiya ka lang.
Mm.
At least, again, you know it's coming from a good place. Because,
yeah.
You know, I'm your friend. And if I'll correct you, it's because I don't want people making fun of of you or your mistakes.
Yeah.
Diba?
Para din you're aware.
And coming from Maxim De Winter, ako ang iyong
Consensya.
Kapag may pinagpipilian kang mga bagay o nasa sangang daan ka sa buhay, makakaasa kang magpapakita ako sa iyong tabi para sabihing, ordinary papaya soap won't do. The key is superior skin germ protection.
Anong sabon ito?
I think safeguard. And for Milarazzi, eto, taga-send ng mga reels every time may something interesting, funny, nakakagalit, or whatever. Kaya I guess we're in a relationship.
Relationship!
Yeah. I send you reels that I think will make your day a happy one.
I don't mind getting sent reels, but I also have a limit for it. Like, in a day.
Yeah.
Like, if I get a deluge of like, yeah, then I wouldn't have the energy to open and watch every single one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Same.
And from Mrs. John Jungkook. We're the best of friends, but whenever one gets into a relationship, strangely, we stay away from each other. As in, no contact, no messages, nothing. And then, if whoever got into a relationship breaks up, we get back together as if nothing happened.
Like, as friends.
As friends. Like, there's nothing romantic going on.
Because the thing is, when you get into a relationship, sometimes your friends, like, become the backseat.
Yeah. Pero weird yung ang extreme. Like, they completely lose contact with each other.
Yeah, that's weird.
Diba? Like,
Not completely. Like, there will be, like, parang the time you spend together will be reduced.
Yun. Diba? Pero, like, it's sila weird. Talagang, they lose contact altogether. Tapos, pag nag-break, oh, yun, balik BFF.
Back to normal.
Yeah. It's kind of strange. Mm. Poik says, my role in your life? Easy. I am the muse to your artist. The melody to your lyrics. The plot twist to your story.
Okay, we'll call you Candy.
Okay, Candy.
Or Tsunami.
Yes, uh-oh. And from Toti Marie, ika nga ni Beyonce, I'm the best thing you never had.
Okay.
Why not? From Melay Supergirl, ako yung taga-kayod para kumita ng pera. Tapos, ikaw naman ang taga-gastos. Hirap niyan.
I mean...
That's tough.
Yeah. Well, unless, for example, you're making a lot of money.
Yung ridiculous amount.
Ridiculous amounts. That whatever
that,
they
it doesn't
spend,
matter.
It's fine.
Then that sounds like an ideal situation.
That sounds like
for the person na tagagastos.
That sounds like a zaddy.
I mean.
That sounds like
sugar.
That sounds like a permanent relationship.
Sugar mama.
Let's make it official.
And from JV, my role in life is to give you the inconvenient truth, but disguised in a nicely wrapped gift.
Oh.
So you don't even realize that, you know, he's giving you the painful truth. Because he has his skill of delivering the painful truth in a very nice package. Easy to digest. And the two tops. My role in your life comes from Galactus Intolerance and Queen of Deadma.
They both say...
Galactus Intolerance says, the one who always likes all your posts, patiently waiting for any breadcrumbs you might throw my way.
Oh. So that's why you're liking their posts constantly. Yeah. Para mapansin ka.
So, kunyari, pinusuan mo lang yung pag-like niya, edi, like, wow.
Like,
they know I exist.
But diba hindi ka ganyan?
Hindi.
Hindi ka liker?
No, no. No, but you know what? To be honest, it just was never a habit of mine. So even if I like it, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I forget to like it. Hindi kasi ako, because it didn't become like muscle memory for me. So even if I super, super like the post, ang nangyayari kasi it's more of, I would like it para siyang bookmarking. If I want to go back to it later on for whatever reason, yung kunyari, ay, papapanood ko to kay Baby Whale. Then, ilalike ko siya. Pero yung kunyari, like, if I see a post that I like, if there's no need for me
To share it with other people,
then I just like it in my head. Na parang, oh, this is so cool. Oh, that's so cute. Tapos, okay. I move on. So, hindi ako malike. Not because I don't like it. Not because I'm not supportive of the people who posted it. It just... I just forget, to be honest.
Okay.
You just have to tap it twice.
No, you know what I mean? Like, because I'm a scroll and I don't... And I'm a scroller.
Yeah.
So when I... Oh, that's so cute. And the next.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Weird. Ako naman, I do like posts. But also, there are certain people that I like. Not the post, but the person posting. And sometimes, matic when I see them post something, when it appears on my
para
feed,
automatic na
yun. Kasi I like the person that posted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, I guess, same for me. But nowadays, it's getting really weird because there are people I do not like that are appearing in my Explore. And I keep trying to, like, tell Meta that I don't like these people.
Yeah.
And it keeps popping up.
Just in a moment, parang, message ko nga tong Meta na to ka. Can you please stop letting this person appear on... Tas na-message mo pala sa...
Na-send mo sa kanya.
Kasi status mo pala sa...
Yung problem kasi dito niya is... Yung isa, yung asawa na ayaw ko. And then yung isa naman, yung asawa na... Gusto ko, pero pinupost niya yung photos with na yung asawa niya.
Gee!
Alam mo yung... Said so much without saying anything.
Annoying.
Yeah. Yups. Okay, okay. From Queen of Deadma, my role in your life, I was your cautionary tale. I made my mistakes, so you didn't have to make them. Mm. Oy, pero ano, maraming tao, until they make the mistake themselves, they'll never learn it. Yung, even if they see it happen to other people, they won't understand it. They won't learn
yeah,
it
until they
experience it themselves.
Mm-mm.
So meron talagang ganun. That's why, diba, minsan, they were, like for parents, that's one of the hardest things to do. To let your children make their own mistakes. Kasi you want to protect them from the pain,
mm-hmm.
protect them from the trauma, but sometimes, yun nga, like kunyari, heartbreak. Pag nakita ng parents na medyo player yung nanliligaw, it's pointless to tell your kid, wag mo sagutin yan,
yeah.
ano yan, babaero yan, sakta, bibreak lang yung heart mo. It never works. Sometimes they have to go through it for them to actually understand.
They have to go through it.
What?
There's no
you know what
shortcut.
I mean? Oo, totoo yan. So...
I tell you, no shortcut whatsoever.
Okay, so what about us? What about us? What's my role in your life?
Oh my God.
Think of somebody specific, huh? And then say, what is my role in your life? We have to say, of course, who.
Kung sino?
I mean, not necessarily name names, but more like an ex, ganyan, or you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to name them, but at least give us context para gets namin what your
my role in your life is to show you how fun it could be to move from couple to throuple, like the TV show. Hindi ko na lang papangalanan yung sinasabihan.
Yung sinasabihan mo.
Diba? If you know, you know.
Sige.
IYK.
Oh, sige. Ako rin. My role in your life, wag mo kong machiko-chiko. Ang tanong ko, ang sagutin mo.
Wag mo kong matropol-tropol.
Are you troubling my... Ang
Wait,
tanong ko, ang sagutin
ka, kagabi,
mo.
Grabe ka, kagabi, sobrang grateful ako sa body Mikey, heat.
Mikey!
Ano, siya?
Position namin, ha? Ako, Hazel, okay? Tapos, hindi, maya-maya pag ganun ko, nakasandal. Nakasandal si Hazel. Tapos, eto pa, sabi ba naman, Mikey, makinig ka. Sabi ba naman, ba't ang init?
It's true!
Tapos, meron siya...
OMG, nakasandal ka kay Paeng?
Sabi ko, Gina Jackson!
Tapos sabi niya parang, tamang-tama, nilalamig pa naman. Diyos ko, gusto kong kutusan! Tamang-tama, nilalamig pa naman ako.
Ay, hindi ka yung delivery ko, ha? Please lang. Di ako parang gremlin na nilalamig kagabi.
Oo, ang init daw nung braso.
Totoo.
Ang init daw
tapos,
ng braso.
Tapos, ito naman, sumagot. Siyempre, hinima. Sabay-sabay niya. Ang lamig nga eh.
Oo.
Ay, ba't ganun? Yung braso na katabi mo, malamig. Yung braso na katabi ko, mainit.
Kaya siya mainit kasi dikit ka ng... Kaya siya uminit! Kasi dikit ka ng dikit!
The move!
sabi ni Maxim the Winter, ba't naging lola si Hazel?
Nalamig ako! Kaya
nalamig ako!
Alam mo, hindi. Kasi naka-face kasi tayo dun sideways. Kaya syempre... ano naman yun? Accidental leaning.
Oo. Pero ganun ang linyahan. Bakit ang ingit-ingit?
Totoo nga, mainit kasi. I'm telling you. Sabi ni Jennifer, galit Yargy. Sabi ni Richan, konti na lang. Maniniwala ako na may HTC sa KBBB.
Konti na lang.
Samesies.
Konti na lang. Hindi ba isang bandehado na yun ako?
Hindi. Mainit kasi talaga yung ano.
Kasi malamig sa venue.
Malamig kasi. So, you know. Mm-mm. Eh, I was wearing kasi the see-through top. Diba?
Mm-mm.
Sheer yung top ko. So, syempre, giniginaw ako.
Kaya nga nung nakita kong giniginaw si Hazel, gusto kong pumunit nung trapal dun sa... Marta na meta.
Papalo
mo na. Para balutin ko siya ng trapal. Ay, Diyos ko.
Sabi ni Butter Baby, HD, di naman na HD. Boy.
Di na lang eh, no?
Ay. Ako naman, my role in Chico Garcia's life.
Mm.
I am the driver. I'm the one who, you know, takes him around, plays Pokemon, and then drops him off at home.
Mm.
So I call it car fun. Kasi we're playing games in the car. We're playing Pokemon.
Tingnan mo. Kaya okay lang yung dikit braso. Ganti lang yan sa'yo. Diba? Ano lang yan? What goes around?
Hindi, it's car fun.
Ang sinasabi ni Marky, siya yung taga-drive. Tapos dahil magaling ako sa directions, ako yung navigator.
I won't go that far.
So, alam mo yon, ako yung taga like, Marky, turn right, turn left. Asa ano na tayo? Balembong. Mm. Ano yun? Baleng, balengga.
Kalento. Kalento. Kalembo. Balembo.
Kanan ka dyan, tapos pagliko natin, nasa Makati na tayo.
Ah. When it comes to directions, I swear, Chico Garcia, Hopeless is always that same place in QC. Mm-hmm. Like, very, very near UP. Where he goes, uy,
di ba dito tayo nag-host?
Di ba dito tayo nag-host? Sa Makati ba tayo? No!
We're in
QC.
Tapos fast forward, couple of months after. Oh, Mikey, di ba dito tayo nag-host? Eto na lang, nasa QC pa rin tayo.
It's the same place we go by every single time.
Yeah.
But you have to admit, it looks like the one that
it does kind
it does,
of,
right?
But I mean...
Kasi parang ano siya, yung parang nakaganon, yung there's a skate and then tinutumbok yun.
Mm.
Okay, so...
Yun na yung answer ba natin na legit?
Na legit? Oh, sige ako, para kay... Droll? Oh, para kay Baby Whale.
Oh.
Alam mo yung droll ko?
Mm.
Dream come true?
Hi!
Hi!
More like sleep paralysis demon. Dream come true.
Grabe. Ano ginawa ko, incubus? Sleep paralysis demon. Alam mo, nakaganon sa edge ng bed.
I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh, imagine if Baby Will wakes up in the middle of the night and then...
Tapos yun nakaganon ako sa
edge of the bed.
Ay, Very that. Okay.
Okay yun.
Ako, oh, for my ano...
Oh, mate, may nag-post.
Oh. See? Oh, what did I say? Diba?
Mm. Bakit? Totoo naman. Oo, totoo naman.
The clownery, the piracy, the frozen
the
inside.
The alien-y of it all.
Ako, my role in your life is to remind you of the best that you've ever had. And,
yung tipong ano, yung tipong like, to remind you of the past and the possible future?
Well, I mean...
Wow!
I don't know. Wow. I'm not saying that. Wow. But why do you say that?
Bakit possible future?
Bakit possible future?
Hindi bagay.
It's so annoying.
Oh my gosh. This
Ay, nako. Anyway, hangover from Janet Jackson.
I know, right?
Let's all blame it on that. Thank you for joining us today. Look at us. Ending at 10 o'clock.
Oh, sige. Wait.
Oh, no.
Talaga, ano tayo, diba? Nag-Janet Jackson tayo. Oh, knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
Come back to me.
Come back to me who?
Come back to me, bokang puso.
Magbababay na lang eh. alam mo talaga.
Ang luma ng joke. Yun yung joke na, come back to me, bokang puso. Wala ka nang magagaw. You know, if I were Janet, I would have researched and I would have included that song.
Thank God she didn't. Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Queen.
Thank you, Queen.
We'll be back tomorrow for the Friday edition of the show. And we will see you real soon. Ano?
Tomorrow ba?
Oh, yung guest. Oh, we'll confirm it. But we might have some special guests tomorrow. You'll find out.
I think we might.
So make sure to tune in. Bye for now.
Bye.